Hello, dear.
Hello, Danny.
Well, hi, Mrs. Wilson. Mom, I'm hungry.
All right, I'll fix your sandwich. How was school?
Well, and you know what? Everybody in our class has to write a composition.
Oh, good. A composition. Isn't that pretty advanced for Dennis's class? Everything they write is called a composition. Miss Morrison likes to make their assignments very important. What's it going to be about?
Friends. Miss Morrison says for me to pick out my very best friend and write all about him.
Oh, that's a nice assignment. You have lots of good friends.
I sure have. I've got so many friends, it's hard to decide. But I guess my best friend in the whole world is good old Mr. Wilson. So that's what I'm going to write about.
Well, that's sweet of you, Dennis. Mr. Wilson will be very proud to hear it. He's so fond of you.
I'll go tell him in a minute. But first I have to see Tommy. He's waiting outside for me.
Elkins, I haven't seen your Tinkerbell at all, I'm happy to say.
She's around here somewhere.
I strongly protest the high-handed assessment of my property.
Oh. What are you doing, Mr. Wilson? Making paper wads?
No, I am not making paper wads.
Sure got a lot.
Well, what do you boys want? Can't you see I'm busy?
Guess what, Mr. Wilson? I'm going to write a composition for school, and it's called My Best Friend. And you know who I'm going to write about? You.
Oh, well, that's just fine, Dennis. Now, run on.
And you're invited to come to school next week and hear me read it.
Dennis, I can't come to school next week or any other week. I am busy. Now go on and pester somebody else.
I guess we can talk about it later. I just wanted it. Gee, look what happened to your pruning shears. I didn't know they come apart like this.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dennis. Why can't you learn to keep your hands off my...
I didn't do anything. I just picked them up, Mr. Wilson.
Well, everything you touch comes apart. Now go on home, both of you.
Okay, but if you're going to be my best friend, be in my composition.
Oh, Dennis, I'm not your best friend at all. You've got a lot better friends than I am, believe me. Now, home, home.
Well, of all the nasty attitudes.
Oh, are you still here, Mrs. Elkins? I thought you'd gone home.
I never heard such a thing. How anyone could talk like that to an innocent little child.
Innocent little child? Dennis Mitchell?
Well, everyone knows you hate animals and children, Mr. Wilson.
Why, I do not any such thing. Dennis was bothering me when I'm busy.
Well, no one's that busy. To refuse a precious gift of friendship from an innocent little child, it's reprehensible.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Mrs. Elkins, why don't you go chase Tinkerbell up a tree?
Well, believe me, the whole town will hear about this.
No fiddle battle.
Mrs. Elkins didn't know I was there. She was telling it all over the grocery store. How she was here in the yard and heard the whole thing. Of course, the minute she saw me, she shut up.
I'd like to see her shut up in a packing box and shipped to China.
She was telling everyone that you hate children.
She ought to be arrested. Me hate children? That is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, if you only hadn't been so impatient with Dennis. He only came over to tell you about his composition, about his friendship for you.
Well, Martha, being friends with Dennis is like being friends with a porcupine. I always get stuck.
My best friend, good old Mr. Wilson. That's what he's writing about.
Yes, I know. Well, I suppose I shouldn't have been so short with him, but I was busy.
We've been invited to school to hear him read it next week, you know.
Well, I can't go, Martha. I've got no time for that kind of foolishness.
I don't think it's foolishness to sit there and listen to a little boy read his composition about what a good friend you are.
Well, I suppose...
In front of a room full of children and their parents.
Their parents?
They've all been invited. The same parents that Mrs. Elkins was talking to about you.
Hmm. Well, I suppose it would be sort of good publicity for me, wouldn't it? Show the people around here the kind of person I really am.
Indeed it would.
No, I suppose I shouldn't have snapped at Dennis the way I did. It's just that he's so destructive. He breaks things when he comes over here. Look at this. Ruined.
George, I did that.
You what?
They just came apart. The screws on the shelf in the patio.
Oh, no. Well, I just naturally assumed that Dennis... I mean... Oh, good gracious. Oh, I am ashamed of myself.
I think you should be.
Martha, I have treated that boy shabbily. By golly, Martha, I'm going over there right now and apologize to him.
Good for you.
And if Dennis wants to write a composition about what a good friend I am and read it in front of everybody, I'll let him.
You're sweet.
You know, Martha, he's awfully fond of me. I'm sort of his idol, you might say.
Indeed, you are.
And here I've cast him aside, rejected him. Why, that poor little fellow must be absolutely crushed.
And I can keep it for my very own. Isn't this a swell thing for Opie to give me, Mom?
It's simply beautiful. A real Indian headdress.
A war bonnet. It's a beauty, son.
And look what Opie gave me. A real authentic Indian rubber tomahawk.
My, that certainly is nice of him.
He sure is swell, the kid. Boy, I got so many best friends, I don't know who to write about, Dad.
Well, if you're going over to Tommy's in time for dinner, I think you better get a move on and get your things together.
Yeah, come on, Tommy, you can help me pack.
Help him pack? A pair of pajamas and a toothbrush?
Oh, it's as simple as that. He'll have to take along his six guns, his space helmet, his football. Oh, I tell you, staying away from home overnight takes an awful lot of...
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Oh, come on in.
Good evening, Mitchell. Thank you. Oh, I'm not going to stay, Alice. I know it's close to dinner time. I just...
Who came in, Mom? Anybody?
Oh, it's your good old friend, Mr. Wilson, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. I'm going to stay online with Tommy. See you later.
Very busy boy today.
Yes, he's got quite a problem. He has to write a composition for school on my best friend, and he can't quite decide who it is. Got so many, he says.
Oh, well, I'll run along. I just brought him a little present. Thought he might like it. Well, you can give it to him when I'm gone.
He's never that busy. I'll call him down.
Yes, you give it to him yourself. It certainly was nice of you. Oh.
Dennis, come down a minute. Mr. Wilson brought you a present.
Oh, I'll take it in here and unwrap it. I want to surprise him.
A present? Oh, boy, what have you done for me? Where is he?
All right, take it easy. He's right in here. They're waiting in the doorway now, Dennis.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Oh, boy!
It's something you've always wanted, and I bought it just for you. Well, Dennis, what are you saying?
Sure is a little bitty one, isn't it? But thanks, though, Mr. Wilson, anyhow. Hey, Tommy, look at the little Indian hat. You can wear it and be the little chief. I'll be the big chief with this one that Opie gave me.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
He's one of the best friends I've got, but another best friend is Opie Swanson. Because look what Opie just gave me. See? I can turn the winder and make it any time I want it to be. That's because it's empty.
That's great. I always say there's nothing like an empty watch.
I guess when I write my composition, my really best friend will be Opie. Because he gives me more swell stuff than anybody.
Now, wait a minute, son. You don't judge your friends by the gifts they can give you.
Well, certainly not, Dennis. There's much more to it than that. You can't buy real friendship with presents.
Oh, presents are sure friendly, though. I like to get them.
Well, I think we all like to get presents, but, well, a real friend is someone who trusts you, someone who believes in you.
Well, it's someone who forgives you when you do something wrong and who helps you when you're in trouble.
Well, Mr. Wilson does that sometimes. He ran out in the yard without his glasses one night and killed a stuffed moose head because he thought it was after me and Tommy, remember?
Yes, and there was a plaster of Paris and fur all over everything.
Mr. Wilson's a very good friend of yours, Dennis.
And so is Tommy.
And to be perfectly honest, so is Opie Swanson.
Yeah, all of them are. Jeepers, now I don't know who to write my composition about again.
Well, you run on outside and play. But don't go too far from the house.
Okay, I think I'll go over and talk to Mr. Wilson.
Good idea.
Don't go anywhere else now. I may have to go out this afternoon, and I'll want to know where you are.
Okay. So far, my best friend is a tie between three people. But maybe one of them will do something so friendly, they'll just have to pick him for the best.
You are absolutely right, Martha. Dennis is old enough to know who his real friends are.
Of course he is.
Well, it would be fine publicity for me around the neighborhood to be in that composition of his, but I am not going to try to influence him at all.
I don't think you should.
If Opie Swanson wants to fawn all over him and shower him with gifts, make a fool of himself, let him, but not me.
Good for you.
I'll treat Dennis the way I always have, with love and affection, but with a firm hand. Oh, you have to have a firm hand with Dennis, Martha.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Well, Dennis, how are you? How's my very best friend?
Well, Mr. Wilson, I'm almost...
Now. What's your fault at all, Dennis? Don't you worry about it. I'll fix it all up tomorrow. Now, you know what you and I are going to do right now, little pal?
What, Mr. Wilson?
We are going to drive down to the department store and see what they have in the toy department. How about that?
Oh, boy, just for nothing? Wow, I'll race you to the car.
That's what he needs. Yes, a firm hand.
You and I are best friends, Dennis. I like to do things for my best friend.
Here's lucky we ran into Tommy so he could go with us. Sure is, boy.
Oh, yes, it doubled my expenses. But any friend of yours is a friend of mine. And Dennis, when you read that composition of yours, I'll be at the school to hear it.
Oh, boy, swell, I knew you'd come. I'll let you know who it's about when I write it.
Who will it be?
So far, my best friend is a tie. He sure are one of them, though. Come on, Tommy, let's take all this stuff home.
Boy, if I was writing it, I'd write about you. All these presents.
Presents haven't got anything to do with being best friends, Tommy.
It hasn't.
Of course not. Friendship isn't just buying things for people. My mom says you can't buy friendship with money. Right, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, well, yes, your mother's absolutely right. Go on. I just wish he'd said that about $23 sooner.
But, Mom, it wasn't my fault. Good old Mr. Wilson took us downtown and bought us all that...
Didn't I tell you not to go anywhere without telling me? Mr. Wilson was out, Mrs. Wilson was out. I didn't know where you were.
Well, I forgot.
Well, maybe it would help you remember the next time if you sit right there in the corner for 1 hour.
1 hour? Oh, Mom, that's an awful long time.
The sooner you get started, the sooner you can go out and play again. Now sit.
Sit. Gee, we should think I was a dog.
I have to go pick up your father at the golf course. Now, it's 3 o'clock. I'll be home by 4. I don't want you to leave that chair. You know the rules.
Oh, all right.
Have to sit in the corner, eh? Oh, that's too bad. Maybe if I go explain to Mrs. Mitchell.
Oh, she went out somewhere. He has to sit there for a whole hour in that empty house. And nobody can talk to him or anything.
A whole hour of peace and quiet. And he's all alone in the house? Nobody can even talk to him?
Nope, it's not allowed.
Sounds very restful. Tommy, how many parents do you think will be at school when Dennis reads his composition?
Everybody, I guess. There'll be Margaret's mom, Joey's, Chuck's, Johnny's, Mrs. Elkins, and everybody. I'll see you later.
A friendly gesture if I went over there and... Yes. Anybody who'd do a thing like that is bound to be his best friend.
You will, Mr. Wilson. You'll sit in the corner for me.
Why, of course. When a man is your best friend like I am, Dennis, well, he'll do anything for you. Besides, it was partly my fault.
Well, I told Mama it was all your fault. You're making me sit here anyhow.
Well, I'll explain to your mother, and I'll sit out the hour for you.
I'd better not, Mr. Wilson. She was pretty mad, and she told me not to get out of this chair for an hour. So maybe I'd better...
Oh, now, Dennis, don't you worry about a thing. I'll explain it all to your mother. Well, this is kind of like a football game, you see. I'm just being your substitute.
Yeah. Swell, like football. Mom knows about football. Not that chair. She won't ever let me sit in anything but this chair. This is the corner today chair.
I don't know. I'm kind of...
Mom's always strict about the rules.
Well, I suppose we have to do it by the rules.
We sure do. Because if you break any... You start all over for another hour. Now, here's the rule. You're not allowed to speak or talk or say anything to anybody.
Good.
And you have to face the corner and you can't turn around. And if you draw pictures on the wall, you have to stay in the whole weekend.
I didn't even bring my crayon.
There's only one good thing. She lets you look at comic books.
I'll get along just splendidly. I'll just sit here and rest and think. Now, Dennis, you just run on and play.
Mr. Wilson, this is the swellest thing anybody ever did for me. You sure are my best friend in the whole world. And now I know who to write about.
Boy, that old cat of hers is always lost.
Oh, hello, boys. Have you seen my kitty?
No, ma'am. She was in Mr. Wilson's yard this morning, but he chased her out.
Chased my kitty? Oh, I'd like to tell him what I think of him right now.
He's not allowed to talk to anybody now. It's against the rules. He has to just sit there till 4 o'clock.
Sit where? What are you talking about?
Mr. Wilson. He's sitting in the corner in our kitchen reading a comic book. And he has to stay there the whole hour. And he's doing it just for me.
This I must see. Isn't your mother home?
No, ma'am.
Well, let's go look.
He's still sitting there.
Oh, that is the picture. Must be in your second childhood.
about this.
Afternoon, I just shake all over. The most embarrassing moment of my life. I feel like a dunce.
Well, you certainly are not.
Well, then, why do I act like one? I tell you, Martha, every time I get mixed up with Dennis, I get murdered.
Well, my dear, let's forget it.
What do I care who Dennis's best friend is anyhow? It's not me. I can't afford
it. All right, dear. Now, don't let's talk about it anymore.
This has cost me my whole reputation as a man of dignity with that Elkins woman blabbering all over the neighborhood about my...
All right, dear. Now, don't think about it at all. Now, you sit down and get it.
Oh, the doorbell.
You know, you don't have to go to the school at all. I'll tell Alice you don't feel well. Oh, hello, Harry. Come on in.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Mitchell. Nice to see you. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. I can't. I can only stay a minute. Dennis wrote his composition tonight. You know the one about my best friend for school?
Oh, well, I won't be there to hear him read it. Something came up.
Well, then I'm especially glad that I brought it over. Alice and I thought you'd like to read it.
Oh, well, you think it's all right? I mean, Dennis
sure,
won't
go ahead.
Mind.
Read it.
My Best Friend by Dennis Mitchell. My best friend is the best friend any boy ever had. And his name is good old Mr. Wilson. He's kind to dogs and animals and flowers, and he's awful good to kids, especially me. And
no matter what I break, Mr. Wilson always gets over it. And when I get in trouble, he always helps me out. And if I'm in real bad trouble, sometimes he even takes my punishment for me. I'm a lucky kid to have a lot of good friends. But how about a big hand for my best friend, good old Mr. Wilson?
That was very good, Dennis. A fine composition. Well, that concludes our day. I know all your parents are very proud of you. You children may go. We've enjoyed this so much, Mrs. Morrison.
Well, I'm so glad you could come. You certainly have a great admirer here, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, well, the feeling is mutual, Miss Morris. Why, Dennis is my best friend, too. He knows I'd do anything for him.
And I've got the best mom and dad in the whole world, too, Miss Morrison.
I'm sure you have, Dennis.
Boy, are they patient. And they never get mad at me when I get in trouble. Because they know how easy it is for kids to get in trouble, don't you?
Well, if we don't, nobody does.
I have a peculiar feeling that all of this is leading up to something. Is there a problem, Miss Morrison?
There was a little pushing contest at the drinking fountain. Dennis couldn't stay in line, it seems. One little girl was so drenched, I had to send her home.
Yeah, that dumb old Margaret made us wait while she gave her doll a drink.
So Dennis is going to sit in the corner for 1 hour.
What in the world are your mother and I going to do with you?
Don't worry, Dad. You don't have to do anything. My best friend and I, we can handle this all right. Here you are, Mr. Wilson. Don't you worry. I'll be playing right outside the whole hour.
Better way is there to start off a school day than with a big helping of pie? Hi, I'm Mark Summers. Catch me and all the pie slinging action of What Would You Do? It's next right here on Nickelodeon.